I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Labor Department today reports that the unemployment rate held steady at 5.6% last month, but that number doesn't really tell everything that happened. Almost 250,000 workers were added to the nation's payrolls in May, and that's enough for some economists to declare that the so-called jobless recovery is jobless no more. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, if payrolls were growing so much, why is it that the overall unemployment rate stays the same?
Well, see if you can follow this. There's a payroll survey by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and that's the one that reflects the addition of those 248,000 new jobs to business payrolls. But that's separate from a survey of U.S. households, which determines the unemployment rate. What seems to be happening here is that tens of thousands of jobless are renewing their search for work with news of an improving labor market. And that's why the overall seasonally adjusted civilian unemployment rate didn't improve from that April figure of 5.6%. But look beyond those numbers, and you see that hiring last month was widespread. Businesses added jobs across the economy, everything from manufacturing to the retail sector. Industries that show the biggest gains included construction, healthcare, professional and business services, and hotels and restaurants. And by the way, the 947,000 jobs created in the March through May period make it the strongest three-month stretch in 4 years.
That's almost a million, yeah. Any implications here for interest rates?
Well, the evidence of accelerating economic activity is really certain to reinforce those expectations that we've been hearing about, that the Federal Reserve policymakers will bring up interest rates from their current 46-year lows when they meet June 29th and 30th. They want to keep their recovery from gaining so much steam that it puts itself in danger of overheating and generating inflation, of course. The good news today is that the stock market is up. That's something new when it comes to these good unemployment numbers, because investors have been fearing higher interest rates. Art Hogan is chief market strategist at Jefferies & Company. He says maybe the higher interest rates are finally being priced into the market.
I think good news has become good news again, and I think that's a good sign for this marketplace going forward. It's very difficult to have that counterintuitive marketplace where you're concerned that the economic data is going to be just a little bit too strong. You start worrying about the Fed being too aggressive, and it just keeps investors on the sidelines.
And Alex, we'll be watching this unemployment story today in the Marketplace newsroom.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.